G'day, Shirley. How are you?
I'm good, Annie. Sorry, I missed your call. I'm at the conference, at the ALP conference, and we're handing out flyers for the 23rd of June public rally, forum, and also there's a group of people with banners outside calling on the government to scrap AUKUS and nuclear submarines, obviously, and also to spend the $328 billion on the chronically underfunded public health, education, and create sustainable and renewable industries and jobs.
It's amazing, Shirley, when you say that, like billions of dollars. It just trips off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does, because I don't think it actually can, you know, we can fathom the amount of $368 billion, which is actually, is going to be half a trillion. And for a country like Australia, it's just been half a trillion on basically wars of aggression. It's just incredible.
And on technology, that's very likely to be redundant by the time it arrives. So trillions of dollars.
Very true.
Nothing.
Yeah, very true. I think the interesting thing is Albanese's, Prime Minister Albanese's response to comments by members, the rank and file members of unions, rank and file members who are also members of the ALP, who are really concerned about the $368 billion spent on nuclear subs and AUKUS. And his response that decision has already been made and the government is not going to change that decision, and there hasn't been through any real consultation or involvement of the Australian public, Australia's workers, working people. That's $500 billion. And I think that is partly to send a message to reassure the US that the Australian government is not going to change its mind, they're not going to be swayed by public opinion and by members of the ALP.
So why is it important to keep coming out and protesting this, even though, according to Anthony, they've already made up their mind?
I think the important thing is building that grassroots mass movement. And I think that it's not just a matter of, you know, passing a resolution. I think it's developing a really broad campaign at the grassroots. And I think that's probably the only way that we can, over time, implement some change, bring in some change.
There was quite a remarkable thing that happened at the Queensland Labor Conference.
Well, that's right, the Queensland Labor Conference, and the motion was put by the ETU, the Queensland branch of the ETU, to scrap, to abandon the nuclear submarines, the $368 billion on it, and on AUKUS. And it was like two-thirds of delegates voted against a motion that was put to support AUKUS and nuclear submarines. And that was opposed by the ETU Queensland branch, and so you had two-thirds of the delegates of Queensland ALP delegates and their rank and file voting down that motion.
They weren't going to congratulate the Albanese government for taking us down a nuclear road.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And it means that it'll open. The thing about the nuclear submarine, you know, apart from the $368 billion, which is outlandish, is that it's also putting great pressure to renew and expand the nuclear industry in Australia, the uranium mining and storage of deadly nuclear waste on the lands of the First Nations people. That's the other really serious consequence of nuclear submarines. Right. And the other thing is that poll after poll is showing that the majority of Australian people don't want to go to war. You know, they want peace. And they don't want Australia to take sides in a war between the US and China. And they prefer Australia to be neutral. And the same polls showed that the overwhelming majority of young people are saying that they want Australia to remain neutral. Well, it's not remain, but to be neutral. And that
I think, Shirley, this is because they're sensible.
They're sensible. Yeah, that's right. Well, obviously, the government doesn't think that they're sensible.
No, that's right. We have to wind up because we've come to the end. But just a reminder that there's a Friday the 23rd of June, 6 p.m. Victoria Trades Hall. No AUKUS, no nuclear subs, no war. And thanks very much, Shirley. Hopefully, you will contribute to our radiothon.
Yes, and look, what I did want to say is that we never hear voices of the people on really important issues and development. And that's why more than ever we need the community radio station 3CR.
Oh, thank you.
Please donate generously. And I think it's becoming more and more evident to people how important it is to have this independent community radio station. So thanks for everything.
Thank you, Shirley.
Donate generously.